We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over everything.
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined the Breakfast Club. Say something, mother.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday, and we broadcasting live from Miami.
The 305, the MIAO.
Yes, we're at Miami Soul Cafe.
That's right.
What are we doing here? We're not just here for our health, though. We're not just here because we want to be here.
Well, I
mean, we want to be here.
I want to be here. It's nice. The weather's 80 degrees. It feels good.
And you get free breakfast.
For real?
On top of everything.
Everybody?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, everybody gets free breakfast.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hello.
I just want to make sure.
I didn't know.
Everyone is welcome, but it is first come, first serve. So
okay.
If you get here late and there's no more breakfast, you don't get free breakfast.
We're on air. Eddie says we are on air. So it says sounds good so far.
This is
so
the only time we really the Breakfast Club then.
Yeah, that
we
actually
provide an actual breakfast for the people.
Absolutely.
When did y'all get to Miami?
Yesterday.
Y'all got here yesterday. Mm-hmm. I got here late last night. I was in D.C. all day yesterday. I was on Capitol Hill speaking on this panel for Black History Month called 21st Century Solutions, Same Challenge, Multiple Paths.
Dope.
With Senator Tim Scott and Van Jones and a few other people. And we was out there just having a conversation about different things affecting the black community. Then I flew here. And the first thing I did when I landed around 9:30 p.m.
is what?
I went to the Lincoln.
You went to the Lincoln at 9 o'clock?
I got E-class. Oh, I did. I was hungry.
Did you go to the gym?
I didn't go to the gym yesterday.
Did you release it yet?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank God.
Why are you worried about what's in my life, bro?
Because you're going to be all over here and it's going to be all smelly.
No. Why you say that?
Because I know you.
Man, stop, man.
And they have the Lincoln on the beach, too.
Yeah.
Right next to Bar Idol.
Yes, really? They do. Mm-hmm. Yep. And shout to myself. I want to shout to myself.
Today,
what? Let me tell you. Today is the 17-year anniversary of my album that I released. My debut album, Drop a Bomb. 17 years since I dropped my debut album, The Block Party. It had Jay-Z, DMX. What's funny?
I don't think nobody cares but you.
I do care. That's why I'm shouting myself
out. But you know what? You know
Fabulous.
You don't even care because you didn't Joe have Button. It posted.
Somebody posted you that on Instagram and tagged you. That's how you
didn't even know.
Yep, that's how I knew. But I'm going to post it now.
That album means nothing to you.
It means everything. It was my start. One of my starts. Everything that I do means
date?
A lot. Today is the...
You don't even know the date. Oh, my
11th,
gosh.
February 11th.
I'm going to be honest with you. If Clue don't post it, it don't count because it came out on Desert Storm.
It did come out on Desert Storm. Shout to Clue. Shout to Duro. Shout to Skane.
Because Clue always posts fabulous anniversary albums. Let's see if he posts that.
Now I got to text him and tell him he better post it now. See?
Tag him.
Now, who's joining us this morning?
Oh, man, we got Angela Rye is coming this morning.
Angela Rye will be joining us this morning. Who else?
As well as Oliver Gilbert, right? Oliver Gilbert, he's the mayor of
Miami Gardens. Yes. So
he looks like he's in the NOI. He's always got on a bow tie.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Fresh shave. All right. He'll be joining us this morning, too.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, I know yesterday you were talking about the new league, right, for football that could potentially be...
XFL.
Yeah, the XFL. So we'll tell you what they are saying is the reason why Colin Kaepernick isn't playing, and we'll talk about their opening weekend.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Your body is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting with, Yee?
Well, let's start with the XFL. You were talking about this. They're saying that if this version of the XFL lasts one full season, then it will beat out the Alliance of American Football. Now, if it lasts more than that, then it will outlast its first iteration. So it's XFL 2.0. And they are saying that one thing that stood out was that all four games were on major networks. There were two games on Fox and one on ESPN and one on ABC. And they said early ratings returns were pretty good. They just have to keep that energy going.
I thought it was pretty good. I watched it. I watched a couple of games. I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was really, really good. You could tell like a lot of those players are playing very hard because they want to get in the league. I just think they need a star. They need a star.
Colin Kaepernick could have been that star, but they said they spoke with his representation, and they said the salary requirements were exorbitant. You know, he did make over $40 million in his six NFL seasons, and the average salary for XFL players is about $55,000. So,
oh
wow, they should have gave difference.
They should have gave him some equity and the actual league.
Yeah, because he would have been the face of that. They should have gave him a little extra money.
Give Kaepernick like 3-5% of the actual whole XFL.
Yeah, because if I'm Colin Kaepernick, I'm not playing for $55,000. I got so much going on now.
Well, I heard the quarterbacks in the league make a little bit more, like $250,000 from something I read.
Okay.
So you're telling me the XFL didn't last the full season the first time?
Yeah, I think it was just one season.
Oh, one season. Okay, okay.
That was pretty good, though. The games were pretty good last week when I was watching.
Yeah, so they just got to build on that, and people got it. But being on major networks, I'm sure, will help out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, there were two police officers shot, and there's a suspect that allegedly shot those police officers who is dead. That all happened at a Walmart shooting in Arkansas.
Lord have mercy. How could y'all do that in the holy grounds of Walmart?
Right. Well, they said the witnesses said the suspect was, quote, talking out of his mind. At the time of the shooting, the officers were responding to complaints that there was a man threatening people, and that man then pulled out a gun and shot both officers. And the officers who responded to the incident were not wearing body cameras at the time of the shooting, but they said that the officers were treated after the incident and released.
Oh, so it wasn't a premeditated shooting where the guy was targeting police officers?
No.
Incident in the Bronx the other day.
Got
it
you.
Looks like they were just at the Walmart. They tried to show up. And Amy Klobuchar, she is leading now in the midnight vote in New Hampshire. So not a lot of people that have weighed in on this, but it looks like her last showing and the last debates were pretty good. People really like Amy Klobuchar now.
It's early, though. I mean, midnight. The polls opened at midnight in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of voters.
Yeah, so the actual polls opened at what, 9? I don't know what time they opened this morning, but, I mean, they actually opened this morning, so I don't expect her to hold that lead.
Yeah, I think the polls usually open at 8 a.m. I'm not sure the direct time. All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh, my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Nasty Blind Buck calling out 757.
Nasty what? Blind Buck?
Yeah.
That's a disgusting
I told you all a minute ago, last year.
Nasty Blind Buck.
Okay.
All right. Well, get it off your chest.
Yeah. I was trying to get linked up with Blind Beauty so we can start this What the I Can't See podcast.
I Can't See podcast.
I thought you were about to say I want to hook up with Blind Beauty to do some nasty blind bucking.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a good podcast for blind people, a female and a male. And we're just going
to talk about on Instagram.
What's going on.
That's interesting. That would be actually an interesting POV that I would like to hear.
Mm-hmm. Hit her on Instagram. Yeah. Hit Trav.
Well, why don't you set it up? We know them.
I ain't got no Instagram. I don't got none of that.
I can see why you would not have an Instagram. I don't even know. That's
Blind Beauty has Instagram.
Well, how can we link you guys up then? We need to be able to reach you.
I can give y'all my number.
Hold on. We'll put you on hold and we'll get somebody to get your information.
Yeah, we'll get somebody at the studio.
Put them on hold,
Jamos.
Mm-hmm. Blind Beauty got an Instagram?
Hello, who's this?
Trav. Hi, this
is Tati. Hey, Tashi. Get it off your chest.
Tati.
All right. I'm getting off my chest. I met a dude from Jersey City. And so Jersey City got to take that L because we tired of loser men using women, telling them everything they need to hear, and hurting good women. Black
like
men
a
need to
Jersey
stop
City
damaging
to
good women.
Sound like a typical Jersey person.
Well, what did he do to you specifically?
He told me, you know, I just got out of something. So, you know, when you tell a man you're vulnerable, and they telling you everything you need to hear. You thinking like, okay, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Some people are good in this world. And everything he said turned around to be completely false.
Maybe he was telling you what you needed to hear at that time. At that present moment, that's the information you needed in order just to get through. No, maybe just in that moment.
I think he was trying to smash. Did you let him smash?
Exactly. Yeah.
No,
but did you let him? Did you let him smash?
Well, what did you catch? What did you catch him doing?
Lying. And it just so happens that I found out about a couple of other people he was running a whole scam on. So it's ridiculous
question,
because when I walked into it, it's like, all right, I'm a good person. You know, I work really hard.
True.
Let me support black man. This is somebody who said that they was down and didn't have anything. And I immediately was like, okay, well, let's see how I can help you build. And immediately it's like, you're just, you know, not what you claim to be, not stand up at all.
I love your mindset, Queen. I love your mindset, but I'm gonna tell you something. You said you had sex with him. Maybe you have to have some accountability for your vagina, because maybe your vagina just wasn't as good to him as the other women. That's right. Absolutely.
Hey, you know what?
Well, I'm sorry.
That point at all.
No, your vagina has your vagina is a great vagina. Don't
How
let him
do you
talk down. Don't let him talk down
you
on your vagina. Be proud of your vagina. Your vagina is strong. You never had it.
Put a crown
on that vagina.
It's not your fault that he's a liar and a scammer.
Yeah, that vagina has value, Mama.
I'm not saying it don't have value. I'm just saying it may not be as good to him.
Repeat after me.
As to somebody else,
Mama. Repeat after me. My vagina is number one.
Okay, Envy. We're gonna use that.
See, I hate y'all. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Maybe I can
get
you.
Wake up.
Wake your ass. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is SP. What's going on, guys?
What up?
What up, King?
Get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah, yo, I feel like karma got to me today because, you know, I found out my sister got cheated on by her boyfriend. And the way she found out was because she caught an STD. And,
wow.
What that got to do with your karma?
You must have gave somebody an STD.
Because that's my love. I love my sister, and I was doing girls dirty back in my days, you know what I'm saying? Now it got to my sister.
So now your sister got to pay the price.
Yeah, she got to pay the price.
I don't think that's how karma works.
Yeah, and I'm disappointed because he's not even admitting it. He says she caught an STD by the toilet seat. He was like, what yo, you caught it by the
STD. You can't get an STD from the toilet seat. Stop it. Come on now.
You can get crabs, I guess, from the toilet seat, right?
No, you cannot get, well, crabs, but you cannot get an STD from a toilet seat.
What STD did she get?
And she was like, yeah, she was crying to me. She was like, yeah, that's that. Oh, you might get caught it from the toilet seat or something because, you know, I'm not cheating or nothing. And yo, why would you sit there and lie? She's like, gonna leave him. You know what I'm saying? She just wanted to know the truth.
Which one did she get? Which one did she get, bro?
She's pregnant. She got.
Is it at least something that she can cure?
Did she get pregnant from a toilet seat?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Is it something she can cure, at least?
Yeah, it's curable.
Okay.
All right.
Look at the bright side. At least it's curable.
Well, just so you know, all she has to do is simply Google, you cannot get an STD from a toilet seat. They said parasites are not equipped to survive.
She told me, she was like, yo, I think he's cheating on me because I got an STD. And I'm like, yeah, duh, that's common sense. And so I told her to affront him. So she finally affronted him, and he was denying it. Like, oh, yeah, nah, you might got it from the toilet seat or something because...
Goodness
gracious.
Well, let me call you back. There he goes. Let me call you back because I think you want to call the other girl or whatever. And I was like, yo, listen, she's pregnant. She's pregnant by this fool, man.
Wow.
She's pregnant by him.
Well, you need to stop doing women dirty then, bro.
And he need to stop lying and admit that he cheated. Come on. Don't tell me that dumb story. You caught an STD from a toilet seat.
All right. Well, thank you, bro. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. Yes, good morning. It's
good
Rick
morning.
From West Michigan.
I was what up, Rick?
What's up? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, it's me. What's happening? I made it to work on time today. Hope everybody has a blessed
morning. So did Charlamagne.
Hey, yeah, Charlamagne, where was you at yesterday, bro? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tighten up. You got
yesterday,
to tighten up.
Yesterday, my daughter was sick on Sunday night, so I was up super late Sunday night, and I just overslept on Monday. And then I had a flight to catch. Yeah.
I feel you. I'm glad y'all made it safe. I hope y'all enjoy yourself. Hey, I wanted to tell y'all, I rock with that album, Envy. I was like 18, bro, when that joint dropped.
Oh, Envy's album.
It was
the Block Party, that's right.
Yeah, that Block Party. I wanted to call y'all and tell y'all I rock with that. That shit's hard, excuse my language.
Thank you. Today is the 17th year anniversary of that album release, and thank you so much, bro.
How old are you now, sir?
35.
I'm 34, man. Yup.
You 34.
Yeah, I dropped the album when I was 18, so we had the same age, bro.
Shut up. Why you keep lying?
Thank you for rocking me. What was your favorite joint off the album?
Didn't I just show you a card? What did the card say?
What was your favorite joint off the album?
If I remember, was that Jay-Z, and I love that Joe Budden track.
Now, was that...
Focus was on that.
Was that song you did the video for on the album?
No, that wasn't on the album. No, that wasn't on the album. But Joe Budden's Focus was on the album. Hova, Jay-Z was on the album. There was a lot of joints off the album. But thank you for calling, man.
A lot of them. Most definitely. God bless.
All right, brother.
I just showed Envy one of my affirmation cards, and it says, I am at peace with my age.
Now you showed
and
me
I,
one
I,
of,
and I asked you if you was at peace with your age, and you said yes. But here you go lying about
being
34.
You didn't show me that card. You showed me am I at peace with my sexuality. That's not true. You flirting with me.
That is not true.
Yeah, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about The Rock. His daughter is now training. We'll tell you what she's about to be doing. Also, we'll be discussing a Nipsey Hussle documentary.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
It's dangerous.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We're broadcasting live out in Miami, 103.5 The Beat.
That's right. We're here for registering people to vote.
That's right.
Making sure people are registered voters.
That's right. What's the address where we at, Yee?
Oh, you can stop doing that. Like, I just know the address off the top of my head.
We're waiting.
Could you tell them where we at least?
Yes, we're at Miami Soul Cafe.
There you go.
In Miami Gardens.
It's right there.
Google it.
And the address is
16194 Northwest 27th Avenue.
There you go.
Well, that's right. Angela Rye has joined us too.
What's up, Miss Rye?
Hey, Angela Rye.
Yes, my guy DJ Killer Touch is in here too.
Killer Touch, what up?
I don't know if I should say this. His car got declined yesterday.
Your car got declined? You need to hold something, bro.
Let's get into
the
rumors.
All right, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to Rock's daughter. Put him on blast like that, yeah?
What's going on?
Rumor report, rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his 18-year-old daughter Simone Johnson is training to be a WWE wrestler. She would be the fourth generation because...
Wow.
Yeah, is that amazing?
That's dope. That's scary for me. I wouldn't want my daughter to wrestle. I would be scared she'd get hurt, get injured, paralyzed.
Wrestling is fake.
They still get injured.
So as long as they...
Yeah, that's actually still not easy. You see how they get slammed. It might be choreographed.
Yeah,
but
as long as they do it correctly, that prevents a lot of injuries in wrestling.
And you also can't control what the other person does.
Correct.
So they could land on your neck wrong. But her great-grandfather started the dynasty of very talented wrestlers. So The Rock responded to the news on Instagram. He said, to the little girl who fell in love with wrestling and said, this will be my life one day. This is for you. I'm humbled, grateful, and ready to work. Let's do this. And her mother also posted a response on Instagram. While the legacy of the family may be your platform, your future will be uniquely yours to earn.
That is very true. It seems like it's big shoes to fill, but truly she has her own unique lane because she is a woman wrestler. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not like they're going to expect her to go out there and be Dwayne The Rock Johnson. She could be her own thing.
All right, now, Blac Chyna, people were wondering why was she on the red carpet at the Oscars.
She was?
Yeah, she was there.
Yeah.
Blac Chyna?
Blac Chyna.
Like Blac Chyna.
Like Blac Chyna.
At the Oscars?
Yes.
For what?
Well,
about to find out.
There you go. Now, she's saying it's because of racism. That's why people were questioning.
Diversity!
Well, no, she said racism is why people were even questioning that. She said there's a lot of people that... You know, you could say, why is she there? But she says she believes she belongs there. She contributes to the entertainment industry as a star of her own reality show, as a Black woman who finds inspiration in supporting her friends, mentors, and other talent that has helped provide a blueprint for her career. That is her quote.
I thought the Oscars was just trying to fill quotas. You know, if you need more diversity, you need some Blacks, you need some Asians. Let's invite Blac Chyna.
All right, and Ava DuVernay is going to be directing a Nipsey Hussle documentary. It's been picked up by Netflix. There was a whole bidding war for it. Mm-hmm. So it's a co-production between her company and Nipsey Hussle's Marathon Films. The project was secured by Netflix. They said everybody wanted it, and that's where it's going
to
land.
That's dope. Can't wait to see that.
I wonder what it's about. I saw a Nipsey Hussle doc. I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw portions of something when we was running around doing the Opportunity Zone legislation stuff, and it was him and David Gross. I wonder if that's it or if it's something new.
Mm-hmm. All right, now Justin Bieber, he's been opening up in his docuseries about a lot of things that he went through, including his drug usage. Here's what he had to say.
There was a time where I was sipping lean, I was popping pills, I was doing Molly, you know, shrooms, everything. And it was just an escape for me. I was just young, but my experience was in front of cameras, and I had a different level of exposure and people, and like I had a lot of money and a lot of things. So then you have all these people around me just kind of hanging on, wanting stuff from me, knowing that like I was living this lifestyle that they also wanted to live.
All right, now you can always find a silver lining no matter what. And he talks about how Lyme disease actually helped him.
Honestly, I'm committed to getting better and committed to doing whatever I have to do, whether it's inconvenient or not, because I know ultimately it's not only for me, but being the best me is going to help be the best husband, the best father, the best friend I can possibly be. And for all the fans that want to enjoy the music that I make and stuff, I can't do it if I'm not healthy, and I haven't been healthy for a long time.
Now, how life-threatening is Lyme disease? Because I got a friend who has Lyme disease, and I don't know if it's the end of the world or not.
Well, listen, you just have to make sure you stay healthy, or you can't keep doing, you know, living fast like that, because that could make it even worse for you. So you got to make smarter decisions when you know anything could happen. So he wants to improve his health and be the best husband he can be. And his wife, Haley, also talks about how him having Lyme disease has been life-changing for the better.
And see, that goes back to what I was saying last week. It's like, yo, I want to hear Justin Bieber's music reflecting what's really going on in his life. Like, all his records sound like they were written by somebody else, and they're just like that pop generic formula that a lot of artists like.
Maybe that's just
like
the singles, though. Maybe that's just the singles for radio. Maybe his album will be.
I would hope so. I want his music to be as deep as some of his interviews be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know my... never mind.
What?
You gotta say
it. Go ahead, say it.
You got Lyme disease?
I know it's something.
What? My dog has Lyme disease. I just found out my dog had Lyme disease.
Like a dog.
I can't believe you just brought this up.
Punk ass dog.
Yeah, but it's a lot. It's a lot. Like the dog, he loses vision at times. Like it's a lot that they have.
How you
Lyme
know the
disease.
Dog can't see? He told you.
The doctor told me when I took it to the vet. The vet told me that the dog can lose vision. There's a lot of things.
How does that make you feel?
Sad.
You look like you want to cry.
Sad. My Chuck Norris has Lyme disease.
Chuck Norris has Lyme disease.
He's good money, though.
And I was going to say, with Justin Bieber, his song Intentions that he has with Quavo, that is kind of a reflection of him trying to be a better person and do positive things.
I haven't heard it. So you mean to tell me the video I saw with him with all them Negroes in the trap bouncing up and down, that's a positive video? I don't know what the song is.
That
about,
wasn't a trap.
What was that?
That wasn't a trap, right? Wasn't it like an orphanage?
Yeah,
I saw Quavo post Biebs in the trap.
What?
Yes, man. You ain't see that video?
No, I ain't see that, man.
They actually going to help out people that they got a lot of donations that were raised for this. It's a charity organization called the Alexandria House. They actually help people move from crisis to stability. Yeah. It's for women and children in need.
It wasn't a trap.
So that's where they were. So they were actually raising money and awareness, and they started a whole campaign for that, too.
Our producer, Daniel, said it was at One Oak.
What?
No, they were not.
They were, man. Y'all ain't
it's
seen
a transitional.
Video.
Which video are you talking about?
That don't look like no children's hospital to me.
Well, no, it's not a hospital.
I don't know where that was.
Anyway, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. All right, we're broadcasting live out in Miami Soul Cafe, 103.5 The Beat, and we got front page news when we come back.
Yes, we do. We are going to be talking about the XFL and why Colin Kaepernick didn't end up playing in the XFL, even though they wanted him.
All right, and Angela Rye's here. We'll talk to her next hour, too, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're broadcasting live out in Miami Soul Cafe, 103.5 The Beat.
What are we doing here?
Of course, it's voter registration. We're encouraging people to come down and register to vote.
That's right. And voter registration is now available at Miami Gardens City Hall. Doors opened at 7 a.m. Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can go out there and register to vote.
All right.
Well, Angela Rye is here with us as well.
Yeah, we're going to kick with her next. But we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Yes, we're going to talk about the XFL. I know you said you watched this first opening weekend.
I did.
And you said it was very enjoyable.
I thought it was good. I thought it was good. You see a lot of those players, you could tell, playing hard. Maybe they want to make it into the NFL, but they were playing hard. It was no light work. They were working.
Well, all four games were on major networks. Two games were on Fox. There was a game on ESPN and a game on ABC. So that's good news. They said early ratings returns were good. But every new football league, they said, normally gets a lot of eyeballs opening weekend. The real test is going to be, will this keep up after opening weekend? So they said, for some reference on the ratings, they got about, the AAF got 2.9 million viewers for its first game on CBS, and they consider that to be a huge win.
I mean, if the games are good, people will watch. I mean, football season isn't around.
Right.
That football season is over.
That's going to need a standout, somebody that people can, you know, look forward to watching, whether it was like it's Brady or it's Odell Beckham. They're going to need some of those where people would really want to just go to the game to see their fan.
They need a star, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Colin Kaepernick should have went to the XFL and made them give him equity in the league.
I think so.
They said his
salary demands were too high, but maybe they weren't giving up equity.
I'm sure they weren't. But
yeah, so if he can't get that, you know, they're not going to give that up. But they said his salary demands were just too high to play quarterback in the XFL. It was exorbitant. They said they spoke with his representative. The salary requirements were certainly out of their range.
I wonder if his agents even asked for that, though, because, I mean, that would have been dope for him because, you know, you give him a little bit of equity in the organization, so even after he stops playing, he can still be a voice for the XFL and recruit players to come there. Like, it would have made a lot of sense for them to do that.
Right.
Still does, actually.
Yeah, and he made over $40 million in his six seasons, and the average salary for an XFL player is about $55,000. So I'm sure he would have got, you know, a nice six-figure salary, but not the millions that he would be used to.
Yeah, the highest contract I saw in XFL was $250,000.
And they said the games, all four of them, got a attendance between 17 and 18,000 people. So that's not light numbers at all.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's talk about the midnight vote in New Hampshire. They said Amy Klobuchar is leading, but it's not a lot of votes in yet. So I think it's hard to tell. But they said she won the most votes when a little more than 24 New Hampshire residents cast their ballots shortly after midnight in the first in the nation primary.
That means nothing, right, Angela?
It means nothing.
Right?
It's too early.
Put
your lips on the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
The midnight primary it's a tradition, and there are like two people.
Lord have mercy.
It's a little more than that.
It's like 24 people.
Very small primary. Well, it's just a tradition.
We're basing this over 24 people?
Well, a little bit more than that.
That was the midnight one. There's still another whole election day today.
So if you're on Amy's team, do you cheer on right now? Yay, Amy, we're number one right now.
We celebrate that.
Celebrate every victory.
Have a mimosa this morning, Amy. All
right. But I'm sure we're going to talk more about that in just a few minutes.
All right. Well, Angela Rye is here. We're going to kick in with her when we come back. We got a lot to talk about. We've been saying something for the last, 3 years that we wanted, and
it happened.
Well,
It did happen.
It did happen, but
he didn't get removed.
Nothing happened.
But I don't think anybody anticipated that, right?
What's that?
Him getting removed.
I think that people certainly hoped for it. We did,
I
right,
did.
Envy?
Yes, I did. I prayed on it.
You did?
I prayed on it.
The Lord did not hear your prayers.
No, I would never waste any of my time with God on that prayer.
My goodness. Angela Rye, when we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're broadcasting live in Miami, Soul Cafe, 103.5 The Beat. We're encouraging people to register to vote. So we're out here to, I believe, noon? We out here to noon?
No, we're not here till noon.
Yeah, why would you say that?
I'm asking.
Voter registration is now available at Miami Gardens City Hall Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you can register to vote with us until we're here till about 10 a.m.
But how long is the truck out there registering people? All day? Do you know?
11, I believe.
11? Man, we should
don't
get
me the line. I am not responsible
for
them.
Just get here as soon as you can.
It's all right. Well, we have Angela Rye here. Good morning, Miss Rye.
Good morning. We need to fact check that voter registration.
Hey, we'll get the facts.
I know for a fact he's here till 10 a.m. because we're here till 10 a.m.
Okay.
That's all I can account for.
Now, we've been asking and talking about impeaching the president.
Yes.
He was impeached, but what does that mean? Nothing, it seems like it.
Well, it does mean something.
What?
So this is the first president who will have ever run for a second term as an impeached president.
Run and win.
What? Oh, okay. That's what you on this morning?
It's the truth, though.
Okay. Well, encourage people to come register to vote nonetheless with your pessimism. But I think what we were hoping for is that after impeachment, which of course happens on the House side, that the Senate side would remove him. Mm-hmm. That did not happen. There was only one courageous Republican on one of the articles of impeachment. That was Mitt Romney.
Now, what happens to him now?
He's an outcast now. Well, nothing. They never were super close. There was never this deep soul brother connection. We know that Donald Trump took him out to talk about an ambassadorship, and that was ended up being a laughingstock at a rally virtually the next day. Mm-hmm. So I don't think much.
Why people act like they can do something to Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney's a rich white man. That's like one supervillain versus another one.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're both bosses.
But we also see that Donald Trump, they said he's polling higher than he has been, right? So does this make him more invincible?
I think that he has never not been invincible. Clearly, there's nothing that Donald Trump can do that warrants an evaporation of his base. Like, no matter what he does, he is able to keep a consistent base of support. I think that is mm-hmm. when you look at what happened with the Republican Senate, why they didn't vote for his removal. Mm-hmm. He has a ton of support in there with their constituencies, with those states. Mm-hmm. They are solid red. And what's even scarier is the fact that they would not vote to remove him says they agree with him. Right. And it's something that we've all kind of tacitly known but haven't said. I think it's really clear now. They will not remove someone who is immoral, who is corrupt, who abuses his power, who would obstruct Congress, both chambers. It is very clear that they want the judges at all costs. It's very clear that they want immigration policy that is bigoted at all costs. And they don't stand on the side of truth and righteousness. I think that is the truth of the matter.
Trump set the bar in 2016, though, when he told everybody I could go out in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and my people would still love me. That was the bar. The bar is I will shoot somebody, and I'll be good.
Or I could shoot somebody.
I could.
Yeah.
So as long as he don't shoot nobody, I think, well, no, he'll still be fine.
So what happens
next? Depending on who he shoots.
So what's the plan to get Trump out of office? And as far as Democrats are concerned, who are we looking for? Who looks pretty good? Who's our hope?
Well, nobody.
Come on.
You are so grumpy Smurf today, dude.
Right.
You know, the thing that is so fascinating to me is I really think that it's not just in who the candidate is. It is in what issues will move us to the ballot.
Right.
I believe strongly that when Barack Obama won in 2008, it wasn't just because we were voting because this man was awesome with a funny name and had a great policy plan. I think that Barack Obama was an issue for black and brown voters, for young voters, for some older voters that wanted to perhaps correct their past. And that issue was making history. So this time, there are only a couple of folks that we could be making history for. There are the women candidates, and there's Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah. And Andrew Yang.
Oh, yes, of course. But
why you say it like that?
Oh, now you want to get pessimistic, huh? Don't you get pessimistic now, Angela Rye? Okay? Don't you get pessimistic now?
Now you guys are going to get me by the Yang Gang. Come on, man.
That would be change in making history, too, though, if we're discussing that.
No, it would be. But I think that the reality of an Andrew Yang victory is second to none at this point, right? He didn't even do very well.
Although I would say Amy Klobuchar, people weren't paying that much attention to her until recently.
The only difference is there actually has been a caucus, and he did not perform well in the caucus and fired a lot of his team. So that's the only reason why I would say.
Who's Grumpy Smurf now?
No, I'm just saying we can evaluate
where y'all that Yang Gang.
And haven't we said that the last two elections, though, that the people that were electable weren't electable?
So here, and
how many people that weren't electable, they won?
Well, let's
Obama,
talk,
Trump.
Let's talk about that when we come
That's
back.
That's fair.
Angela Rye's here, 800-585-1051. We're broadcasting live from Soul Cafe in Miami. We want you to come down here and register to vote. We are here till 10, so we want to see you guys at the Breakfast Club.
Get some of these red velvet waffles.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're broadcasting live from Soul Cafe in Miami, 103.5
Miami Gardens, baby.
We are encouraging you guys to come register to vote. We got some free food for you guys while supplies last. And come hang out with us.
It's first come, first serve.
Yes, it is.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do my part all 2020 to get as many people to register to vote as possible. But I have to say, I feel disingenuous because they still have not addressed properly the election security bill. So how do we know that, you know, the election is even going to be fair from November?
So a few things. One is what we know is if people don't engage by registering to vote, by calling their senators by pushing for this legislation, it also won't be fair. What we also know has not served us is apathy. So we have to motivate around some set of circumstances. I wish that Andrew Gillum could have come this morning, but there's also another thing today called a primary in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. So he's working on that coverage. But Andrew stood up an organization here in Florida called Forward Florida mm-hmm. to register 1 million voters. There was a significant voter drop-off after Barack Obama. I think the numbers went down from 700,000 registered Democrats to 300,000. Mm-hmm. There have been purging of the rolls and all of that. What we do know for sure is when we're up against voter suppression, we're not going to win. But what we especially know is if we're not registered and if we don't go out to vote, mm-hmm. we're even in a worse set of
circumstances. We already lost.
That's exactly right. And so even if they're not playing fair, I think that doesn't mean that our response to that is to stay at home or to not engage, because it's always been stacked. This system's been stacked against us from the beginning of the country's foundation. So it's no reason to disengage now.
Why do black voters love candidates that have a history of racist policies? Because, you know, a lot of black voters loved Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
And
right.
now I saw yesterday that Bloomberg.
Did you see the tape? Bloomberg or hear the tape?
No.
But did you see the statistics that Bloomberg has more black voters not in Bernie?
So this is what I think would be smart for candidates to do with the campaigns. If there's been a significant shift with Bloomberg, what that means is that all of the money he's spending on advertising,
$300 million,
Super Bowl,
and he's everywhere. He's all on digital.
Yep.
He's all on TV, on linear. And so what that says is that no matter where we over-index on social media. He's there.
Right.
On TV ads, he's there, ever present. He's getting ready to go to Tennessee when most candidates are still just talking about New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Super Tuesday. He's going to Tennessee next.
Yeah.
But he can afford all of that.
Yeah, he
too,
sure
though.
Can.
Yeah, he can. And that also tells us that while money is in politics, it's always going to be stacked against candidates of color.
So what do you think about Bloomberg? A lot of people in New York seem to like him. They think he did a good job in New York. What are your thoughts on Bloomberg? Bloombito.
I have to tell you, I am really frustrated by the fact that Michael Bloomberg was the one who was holding up the Central Park 5 settlement. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, his policies around stop and frisk mm-hmm. and how they impacted black and brown people, especially black and brown boys, is mm-hmm. troubling. I have to tell you that this tape that came out yesterday on social media that I think has 1.3.
What was the tape?
That's why Bloomberg was racist was trending.
So yeah, so there's a tape from a conversation he was having at the Aspen Institute where he talks about how if you target a particular profile, they're likely to have guns, they're likely to have drugs. He focused on putting police in black and brown neighborhoods because he said that's how you would stop the crime. So, of course, if that's how you stop the crime, more black and brown people are getting arrested, and it's an unintended consequence. Mm. What is bad about this is this is not from the 90s. This is not a Hillary moment, super predator, crime bill moment. This was like a few years ago. Mm. So I'm just like, how do you reconcile that, right?
And you apologized at a black church in Brooklyn the day before you announced your candidacy. That's what he did.
Right, but he had been asked to apologize for forever, mm-hmm. right? And I think the other issue is he has all these black mayors, all of these black elected officials who he supported for a long time mm-hmm. coming out to support him. They look bad
right.
because all of their constituents are like, you're not supporting someone who's in our interest. Now, the other thing is, and I think that black folks do this more than anyone else, we'll support a candidate who's deemed electable.
Mm-hmm.
And by being electable, this is, I think, what you were getting at mm-hmm. a little earlier, that means that they can't be good on any of our issues. Mm-hmm. So we will once again put all of our issues aside for incrementalism's sake and vote for someone who's electable, even though all of our stuff gets sacrificed. Yeah. I think it's time out for that. I think we can do both. Get someone who's electable and good on our issues. And if we don't, it's not going to
serve us.
So
we're just looking for somebody who can beat Trump, basically, or not those are the issues that matter
to
us.
I think that's what's been happening
with Joe Biden initially. But
exactly.
Now Joe Biden seems like he's sliding down. He's sliding down the pole.
Jeez,
he might land on his head.
Goodness gracious.
What is happening?
Shout to that strip in Houston.
That's whack to me.
So
though.
What do you think is the explanation for that? You think it's these debates that he's not performing well in, or do you think other candidates are stepping up?
I don't know that Joe Biden ever expected to do really well in Iowa. I think, you know, today's results will tell us whether or not he can perform in a white state and win back the Trump voter, which is how he kind of came into this race as being known as the guy who can get the working class white person.
Nah.
Right now, what it looks like is he can get the black vote. So that's where he's doing really well in South Carolina. We don't know what's going to happen in New Hampshire, but right now he's not expecting. He's like waiting for Super Tuesday and waiting for South Carolina before that.
I want to go back to something you said. Oh, you got time?
Yeah, no, we got a wrap.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll come back and talk about it.
Well, Angela Rye says she's not going anywhere. She'll be here all morning long. We'll talk to her more, so don't move. And we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, we are going to talk about Nicki Minaj because Queen Radio made its return yesterday. So we'll tell you
it
what.
Did?
Yeah. Yes, we'll tell you what she had to say. Her first Queen Radio of the year.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We out here. Where we at? We outside.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from Soul Cafe out in Miami, Miami Garden. Shout out to 103.5 The Beat. We're encouraging people to register to vote.
We outside.
That's right, and you can register to vote today at Miami Garden City Hall, Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So they are going to accept completed applications. Mm-hmm. You can also call 305-622-8000 for more information.
And we got applications out here, right? We got applications here at Miami Soul Cafe. You can come out here and register to vote.
And we got food.
Yes, we do. We have food.
Angela Rye.
Angela Rye is here as well. Now, Angela Rye, I know you go to different markets. And you try to encourage people to vote. How important is our people registering to vote to make sure we get out there and vote? Because a lot of people are like, I'm not voting. I don't care. I don't feel like none of these candidates stand for me.
Is that true, though?
Well, I think partially, but more than anything else, we need to stand for ourselves. This is about honoring the ancestors, honoring each other, and mm-hmm. honoring the future. I think more than anything, we can't expect for people to do for us what we won't do for ourselves.
Right.
And I think that's where we have to start. Again, commending Andrew Gillum for what he's doing with Ford Florida. Thinking about the last time we were here. Envy, you weren't here.
No, last time I had a car show.
Oh, a car show. Okay. Yeah. Well, we were down here trying to get people to register to vote.
Well,
and
I'm
so
here
turn
now.
Out the vote. Mm-hmm. But with that, I don't know if you all remember the gentleman that came to talk about Amendment 4 on the ballot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because black people turned out to vote, folks who were returning citizens from being incarcerated were re-enfranchised, right? And I think that now this is another fight that we have to take on. It was kind of too good to be true. Mm-hmm. So with that progress, they tried to dial it back. They've been fighting people on past fines. Mm-hmm. So some folks haven't been able to register to vote, particularly in this state. Mm-hmm. So the ACLU and others are taking it on and saying, look, you cannot make people pay to vote, which is essentially what you're saying. If they don't pay their fines, they can't be registered to vote. Mm-hmm. So even being able to take something like that on, it doesn't have to be the candidate of your choice. It could be the issue of your choice. What issues are you willing to stand up for?
Well, those brothers are outside right now, too. I just spoke to those brothers out there. Yeah, outside now, yeah.
But if you have a Democratic candidate who has no black issues mm-hmm. or no black agenda, how is it standing for ourselves? Like, we're voting for people that aren't going to do nothing for us anyway.
Well, I don't think that that has to be the case. Mm-hmm. I also think that if we're just sitting around waiting until November, or, for example, and I think we should say this as well, in Florida, voter registration day the final day to register is February 18th.
Okay.
I think that is important because if we're only sitting around to wait to go to the polls, we are not truly politically empowered. So there are candidates who may be okay on your issues. Mm-hmm. Why can't you call them and talk to them? Why can't you reach mm-hmm. out to their campaign and say, these are some of the things that I expect you to be good on.
Right.
In order for you to get my vote, you need to be great on these five things. Why mm-hmm. can't you do that?
Right.
Yeah.
You have to be
involved.
That's
what white folks do.
You can't complain about a system if you're not even trying to do anything about it.
That's right.
Well,
we are the only group of people who think that our politics are optional. Every other enfranchised, empowered group in this country knows that politics are not optional. It impacts your everyday life, so you can participate in it mm-hmm. to ensure that it is representing your best interest, or you can sit around and let it just impact you.
I think black people feel like, that because they treat us like an option.
Who?
The Democrats.
So I think that we have to be careful with black people think that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, one of the things that I've been fighting against, especially this cycle, is the African-American voter. It's voters, plural, mm-hmm. because we are interested in different candidates and different issues and have different takes on how we get to the end goal.
The bottom line is, yes, on both parties, within both parties, we have been treated as optional. Why? We have allowed that.
Right.
We have allowed that. There are people who are in power, in positions of power, who are not representing our best interests. Remove them.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there are people running for office now because they want to change that. And they are us.
Yeah.
Especially in local offices.
Oh, local. Yeah, local definitely.
Well, right. we had some folks who were on the national stage. We had Kamala and Corey who were absolutely speaking to our issues. And honestly, some of us cannibalized them. Right. Mm-hmm. Like we were. Oh, Kamala's record, her prosecutorial record. Amy's out here killing it, and Amy's prosecutorial record is worse than Kamala Harris's. Mm-hmm. And she's voted to support some of Trump's judicial picks. That's damning. Right. We're not holding her accountable to that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, Angela Rye says she's not going anywhere, and we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about, Ye?
Oh, we're going to talk about Nicki Minaj, Queen Radio. That came back yesterday, so we'll tell you some things that happened because 50 Cent dropped by. Mm-hmm. Our girl Malibu Mitch was on there freestyling, so we have some of that for you.
All right, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, usually, Charlamagne gives somebody his donkey of the day.
Yeah, we usually do donkey of the day right here, but we are in Miami registering people to vote. And also, being that the setup is so bootleg, I don't want to be in the middle of donkey and then we, you know,
just cuts off.
Right. So, we have Petula Burke here.
Petula Burke.
She is Director of Civic Engagement for Miami Gardens. She is out here helping register people to vote. Good morning, Petula.
Good morning. Thank you.
What are some of the misconceptions when it comes to voter registration?
That it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
We've made it easy in the city of Miami Gardens. You can come to our city hall Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., register to vote, and we will actually send it in to the supervisor of elections for you. Mm-hmm. So it's really that simple. There's really nothing else for you to do.
How long is the process? Anywhere.
Like 5 minutes.
Can you do it online also?
You can do it online, but we have the paper. It's easy, and we make sure because then we make sure it gets in. So there's no sort of hiccup, so to speak.
Is there a long line to wait to register to vote? No. Do I got to wait hours?
No. Literally, you can come in, and if you're at the front desk, there are other people in City Hall. So if there's a long line, we can come down and make sure that that doesn't happen.
What if I'm scared of City Hall because I smell like Kush and, you know, I'm just driving through?
We're not arresting folks.
Okay.
We want you to register to vote.
Gotcha.
Your voice counts, and the only way your voice counts is if you register to
vote. So you can smell like weed coming down there,
Listen,
not a problem.
You know.
Now there's new laws. Some people feel like maybe they're not eligible to vote. So let's talk about who is eligible and who's not.
So if you are a returning citizen, so if you have been released from prison, you can register to vote. Here today, we have the Florida Restoration of Rights Coalition right outside. Mm-hmm. So they will walk people through that process as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, register to vote. Give them the address. Tell them what time you guys are there, when they can come register, and all that good stuff.
18605 Northwest 27th Avenue in Miami Gardens. We are here Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, now, what do you say to people who feel like their vote doesn't count?
It doesn't count if you don't vote. That's the only way it doesn't count, if you do not vote. If you vote, then your voice matters.
And if them white people suppress the vote, that's a whole nother issue. Go ahead.
It is a whole nother issue. So if you can, just tell the folks, when is the last day to register?
February 18th.
In order to vote in this primary.
Correct.
So February 18th is the last day. So make sure you get out there and register to vote. If
you got exactly 1 week.
If you can't make it, give them a website again where they can register online.
I don't have the website in front of me, but it's the Supervisors of Elections. Mm-hmm. But really, just come down to City Hall.
Okay. Or they can come down today, too.
They can come down right now. They can come right here.
Yep.
They can come to City Hall anytime. And you can visit our website, Miami Gardens, FL.gov.
You can go to City Hall between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
every day.
But we're here at Miami Soul Cafe right now. Petula is here right now. She can register
registering
you right now.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
So you're not part of the solution. You're part of the problem. Make sure you register to vote.
That's right.
Anything I can lie about on my application? Like, what if I just want to say no, I wasn't convicted of a felony?
Don't lie.
Okay. So it's not like a job application. They won't throw it away if they see the dog convicted of a felony.
No.
Okay.
All right. Now, when we come back, the mayor is supposed to be joining
us,
right?
He's on his way.
He's on his way?
Yes.
The mayor of Miami Gardens. Oliver Gilbert. We're going to kick it with him when we come back. So don't move. We're broadcasting live from Soul Cafe. We want to see you. Shout out to Papa Keith. Shout out to Bulletproof. We want to see you. So come on out. Represent with us. Shout out to our 103.5 The Beat Family Logic. We see you in the studio. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Angela Rye, our sister, is here. She's holding it down with us all morning long.
They are.
And we have the mayor of Miami Gardens joining us, Mayor Oliver G. Gilbert III. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Welcome, man. Listen, welcome to Miami Gardens. You gave my whole government name.
And that's the
my
proper
whole
title.
Government name.
Let's start this off first and foremost. Oliver Gilbert said you cannot come into City Hall smelling like Kush. Don't play yourself.
That's the first thing you say. He said, I don't want you to smell like Kush coming down there.
We would prefer not, but we're still going to register you to vote.
Oh, got you.
You still need your vote.
Yeah, you can vote high. I mean, it's not a rule. Yeah.
So now let's talk about getting people to register to vote. Why is that so important?
Man, look, you know what? Because we did a great job as a community complaining the day after elections and criticizing the day before elections. We do a real bad job as a community voting during elections.
Right.
Yes.
You can look at every meaningful election over our lifetime. When we showed up to vote, people who actually speak for us and represent us well actually win.
Mm-hmm.
We refuse to even be a part of the conversation. We won't participate. To participate, you have to register. So I hear all these things about, oh, it don't matter, your vote don't count. Well, the sure way it won't count is if you don't register and you don't vote.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about people trying to suppress our votes, the best way they can do it is get you not to register.
Right, make you feel discouraged,
yeah.
Make you feel like it doesn't matter, and then that way you're not going to even bother.
It's like that. I was the devil's advocate. The greatest thing the devil ever did was prove to you that he
convinced
didn't
the world
exist.
He didn't exist.
He didn't exist.
Yeah. Right.
So this myth has perpetuated itself that, hey, it's not going to matter, and everybody's the same, and it won't make a difference. Listen, this is the difference between Barack Obama and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We showed up to vote. That is literally
the difference.
Definitely
true.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the difference. You can hear the difference. You just have to ask your question. Do you care who represents you? Do you care who speaks for you? Do you care the issues that are pushed to the forefront? Do you care about what we do as a national community, a state community, and a local community? Do you care?
Well, I think that's the actual issue, yeah. Is that a lot of black people don't think that these people have their best interests at heart. They don't have none of our issues on the table.
Well, and I think that is the issue. The problem is that becomes self-perpetuating. If you don't register to vote, you can never have someone who actually has your issues on the table.
Right.
And a good example is, look, when I became mayor, one of the things that I did was said, we're going to stop arresting people. We're going to give civil citations for marijuana. I don't want to put people in jail for marijuana. But that was a policy decision of someone who got elected.
Right.
So, Mayor Gilbert, what made you decide to even run for mayor? Because we talk about having representation and people who look like us who matter and who cares about us. What made you decide that this was your calling?
Just Miami Gardens becoming a city. I'm a lawyer by trade, and I was comfortable being a lawyer, partnering in a law firm, making money. Miami Gardens becomes a city in 2003, and this area previously was unincorporated. And we, you know, it's 113,000 people in the books. Those are people who want to be counted.
Right.
Yeah, it's probably more like 140. Because people hiding, you know, mm-hmm. your baby daddy hiding, your cousin.
People do not want to
be counted. They don't want to be counted. So it became a city. And I heard the way that people talked about us. And so they would say, oh, this is just another ghetto. This is just another inner city. And they're like, we got a 63%, 64% homeownership rate.
Mm.
It's higher than the county average, the state average, and the national average.
Mm-hmm.
When did it start being a ghetto? When black people moved into the suburbs?
Right.
No. I knew who we were because I grew up here. I had a good understanding of who we were at the time, contemporaneous. I know what we can be. And so when I ran for office, I started talking about things like hiring police officers from this community. And we start putting kids from this community through the police academy. Mm-hmm. So now we have a community of kids who grew up here.
Right.
They're the police. That's our version of community policing. I talked about fact that business development. Listen, you all want businesses, but everything's zoned residential.
Right.
So let's change the zoning. Let's change the zoning. Let's go out there and talk to people about the type of businesses and show them the actual numbers. You might think that we don't have money, but all this data say we spend a lot of money.
Right.
We just spend it in Aventura and Pembroke Pines and on Brickell. We spend a lot of money. It's Mercedes over here. It's Red Bottoms everywhere. You can't walk through nowhere without seeing Louboutins.
Okay. All right,
that's
Mayor.
And Angela Rye.
He's not saying that like it's a good thing.
Yeah.
We have money to spend.
Yeah. We got money to spend. We got to put it away.
No, but it's a good thing that we do have money to spend. And so when people say, well, that community won't support this business, of course they will.
Right.
And so we start going after people like Topgolf, and we got the first viable Topgolf in Dade County was in Miami Gardens, and mm-hmm. people were so shocked.
We like nice things, too.
And we can support those things. And Angela, earlier you were talking about just going to talk to your local representatives about what it is that you need instead of sitting back and waiting for things to happen. What are some things that your community has told you, okay, this is what we need in our community that made you pay attention and stand up? How can people approach you so that you listen?
Well, we have an open door policy. Anybody can make an appointment. I've literally had appointments with people who were addicted to drugs. He came in to tell me that he was being harassed. And so I take appointments with everyone, but I also do something that I call tease. And so if you invite me into your house, we'll bring refreshments. You invite your neighbors, and I'll sit in your living room and answer your questions and listen to your ideas for as long as you want. We do a couple of them.
You just
month.
Say you having drinks with people and teasing them at their house?
That's not what he said.
We know what he said. When we come back, we have more with Oliver Gilbert when we come back.
Do what you got to do to get
he's
in office,
troll.
Man.
He's a troll.
We have Tito's. It is what it is.
We have more with the man when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the mayor of Miami Gardens, Oliver Gilbert, in the building. Now, I want to ask, with Super Bowl here, right, and the city making so much money, does any of that money go back to our communities, or is it one of those things where it's not going directly to us?
It's complicated because, you know, we had a lot of conversation on social media about Super Bowl and how it benefited Miami Gardens. And I was a city councilman the last time it was in Miami Gardens. And you couldn't get them to even say Miami Gardens on TV. We've seen some progress, but the money doesn't come back to the city. The money comes back to, like, for instance, when you during Super Bowl, when I went into a lot of the local restaurants, they were completely packed out. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times people get confused about how communities make money off Super Bowls.
Right.
The government does not make money off Super Bowls. The government, most assuredly, every government loses money on Super Bowls because we attract those big marquee type tourism events, and people come and they stay in hotels, so the hotel makes the money. But our residents work in hotels. They go to restaurants, so the restaurants make the money.
Right.
The government doesn't make the money. We just kind of set the plate.
Right.
We set the stage. And so we saw a lot of people come in to Miami Gardens, and we saw a lot of, you know, here, the Lick, and all these other places.
Studio 183 Lounge. Studio 183 I was out there. Lounge. I did two parties there, Super Bowl weekend, Miami Gardens.
we saw that type of thing. But as we mature as a community, one of the things that we're working on right now is actually having hotels built in the city. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people think, oh, well, why don't they have, you know, the NFL live experience in Miami Gardens? Well, because 200,000 people coming into the city in cars would be a problem every day, and you want places where there's hotel traffic.
Right.
People can leave their hotel and walk to things on the beach and walk to things in Bayside. Those are the type of, that's the type of economic development we focus on. That and mainstream retail and internet entertainment that actually focuses on our needs. So what we know is we are an extraordinary community at setting trends.
Absolutely.
Everybody tries to imitate us.
Right.
But we'd be trying to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to be us. Literally, when I traveled to, I was in a car in Indy on the back road. I had a guy, he was driving, and I had hooked up to his car. He was the driver. We had been driving for like a week, off and on. And when he heard Flo Rida, he starts singing "Welcome to My House."
Mm-hmm.
This guy who barely spoke any English on a back road in India. Our
universal
culture,
language.
Yeah, our culture has permeated literally the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we find that we're always trying to be something else. You just be you and be good at it. If you're you and you're good at it, it kind of works out. We have to become comfortable with that. We have to become comfortable with the idea that something else isn't better. That ice isn't colder just because
white ice isn't colder. Say it, man.
It's not. White ice ain't cold. It's ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's ice. So you can shave it and shape it and do all type of different things. You can have it crushed or cubed, but it's ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not colder because it's somebody else's or it looks a different way.
What's voter registration looking like here in Miami Gardens so far?
You know what? One of the reasons I heard Petula Burks on, and she did a great job talking about it. One of the reasons I started the Office of Civic Engagement is because I saw that people only talked about voting when it was time to vote.
Right.
The city should be registering folks to vote year around.
Mm-hmm.
And we made that commitment. So it trickles in, but we push it on everything. On all our emails, it goes out. At all our events, it goes out. We want people to always have the opportunity because, you know, people say that people suppress our votes. And, you know, they may suppress our votes, but I can't tell because we don't try.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about historically,
you said they may suppress our votes.
They may suppress our votes, but we're not trying
to vote.
No,
they do suppress our votes.
But we're not trying to vote. So when you go to lines, these aren't dogs and water hoses and police officers guarding precincts. When you think about what people did to actually vote, them making it harder and adding another piece of paper.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Well, yeah, let's just do that. Let's do that. And when we actually vote, as a community, what we can do is we can elect people who take away those suppressive laws.
And so when you talk about voter suppression, yes, there are many of us who aren't even trying. But for those of us who do try, they do things like purge rolls. We know with Amendment 4, there are folks who are returning citizens who've had to pay fines. That is a form of suppression because they're having to pay to vote. So I don't want to completely tell folks that they're not suppressing votes. Oh, no. That doesn't mean we shouldn't try.
Oh, they definitely nasty with it. I mean, they are. But right. But our job is to win and to vote anyway. Our vote is to try. And so one of the things, when somebody asked me, I was having dinner with a group of businessmen. And they said, well, what can we do to help register to vote? I said, well, why don't you all, when you all giving money to foundations, since the courts say you got to pay, why don't you put $1 million in a trust? Put $1 million in a trust, and you have across Florida, we going to pay for you to register today. Mm-hmm. If you got fines, because most of the fines, this is how you can actually help. I said, hey, listen, I appreciate the turkey giveaways and the book bag giveaways, but if you really want to do something that I think is meaningful, put $1 million in a trust. Yeah. Let it start gaining some interest. Let people make the appointments. You got somebody. Walk down there with them. Hey, you want to register to vote? No one should be prevented.
Right.
That's how you make meaningful difference. So don't tell me about your community involvement. Is we give out turkeys at Thanksgiving. That's cool. I mean, we like turkey too, but I would much prefer those people be registered to vote. Because when those people are registered to vote, listen, it's different when governors look down and they see people and when they see voters. It's different when presidents and senators look down and they see people and they see voters.
Yeah.
People may not affect what they do and say. Voters definitely affect what they do and say. We just been looking at people as our community. That's not how they look at stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They look at stuff from their own personal interest. They want to stay elected. Okay, you want to stay elected. I'm the mayor of Miami Gardens. We have 113,000 residents. We have around 66,000 voters. We're the largest predominantly African-American city in the state of Florida. We are the largest home of working class, middle class, black people.
Question,
Florida.
You said Miami Gardens 70% African American, right? What are some of the specific policies you've put in place to directly impact that community?
Well, everything I do directly impacts African Americans because we have basically African Americans here. But when you look at whether it be little things like visiting every school, and I leave here, I'm going to Golden Glaze right down the street here, visiting every school to let them know that a black man is the mayor of this city and that they can actually be, that a kid who went to school in this community, elementary school, middle school, high school, caught the bus to law school, is the mayor of his hometown.
FAMU.
They can do it too.
University of Miami, yeah.
Yeah. And so, but little stuff like that, or just giving laptops away to kids when they're going to college. Mm-hmm. If you go to college, we have this big laptop giveaway from Northwestern, Carroll City, in New Orleans. Or, you know, whether it be Jazz and the Gardens is coming up, making sure that local businesses can participate. Or the residential hiring preference, which says, hey, not just for police officers, but for everything. You get a preference if you live here. Mm-hmm. So all of my policies affect us, black people disproportionately, because most of my residents are black.
But the reason I ask that question, because, you know, when you look at these candidates and, you know, you have brothers and sisters who say, like, none of these candidates have our interests on the table. What are some things that you would share with some of these presidential candidates, some policies that could work on a national level?
I mean, black people have a greater interest in affordable housing and gun violence. Sometimes they talk to us like we're very basic, and this is all we care about.
Right.
We care about international trade because that creates jobs.
Right. That's right.
We care about the revitalization of the industrial economy. We care about all those
things.
Care
about them.
Yeah. Listen, I'm building a park. We just broke ground on it that has science, technology, engineering, mathematics, recording studios, and television production area. Mm-hmm. I want to teach kids to do all those things on parks.
Right.
I'm building a park to do that.
Right.
Talk to us about things that meaningfully, we care about the same stuff that other communities care about, but we don't hear about that.
Right.
So it's like a pet peeve of mine when people come to Miami Gardens and the very first thing they talk about is, oh, yeah, well, you know, I want to get more affordable housing. The affordability of housing is an important issue, and it should never be diminished. But understand this. There's some black people who go to work every day and have degrees, and they still can't find housing. And that's not just a black issue. That's a housing issue here in Dade County. Talk about those things. Talk about not having first-time home buyer programs, but having second-time and third-time home buyer programs. Talk about down payment assistance for if you've rebuilt your credit. Talk about all of those things.
Right. Are there any candidates you like right now?
Oh.
Do you like Mayor Pete, being that he's a...
You know, Mayor Pete came here. Mayor Pete came here, and he actually had a round table here in Miami Gardens. And I know Mayor Pete from the U.S. Conference of Mayors. I'm on the national board of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. So I like Pete. He's a good guy. I'm not committed to any candidate because, honestly, I want somebody to stop speaking to me in platitudes and tell me how they're going to beat Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Because right now, everybody's speaking to me in platitudes. Mm-hmm. Everybody's saying, oh, this is good, and this is what I want to do. What we know is that the president has actually found a way to speak to what I call our deepest, darkest selves. Everybody has something in them deep down that they don't necessarily talk about that's kind of bigoted. Mm-hmm. So when you see, you know, President Trump getting 18% of the black male vote, that's because they were voting from that place. We need people to vote from a different place.
Okay.
We need them to vote from a different place. And no one's spoken to me that way yet.
Well, Mayor, we appreciate you for joining us this morning. Mayor Oliver Gilbert, the mayor of Miami Gardens,
That's
and
right.
thank you.
He got his bow tie on. He looks like a member of the NOI, but he's the mayor. Miami Gardens.
Well, thank you for joining us. And get out there and register to vote. And thank you for joining us again.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And listen, y'all, keep the good work. Thank you. So I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All right, don't move. We got rumors on the way. Yee, what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about Vanessa Bryant. Now, she is struggling to process that both Kobe Bryant and Gigi Bryant are gone. We'll tell you what she had to say in her Instagram post.
All right, we'll get into that next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Angela Rye is still here kicking it with us today. Mm-hmm. We're broadcasting live from Miami Soul Cafe. We're encouraging people to register to vote, so we're here for a little bit. But let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Vanessa Bryant.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Vanessa Bryant, she has posted on Instagram and she said, I've been reluctant to put my feelings into words. My brain refuses to accept that both Kobe and Gigi are gone. I can't process both at the same time. It's like I'm trying to process Kobe being gone, but my body refuses to accept my Gigi will never come back to me. Why should I be able to wake up another day when my baby girl isn't being able to have that opportunity? I'm so mad. She has so much life to live. Mm-mm. But she said, then I realized I need to be strong and be here for my three daughters. So she wanted to share that in case there's anyone out there that's experienced a loss like this. And she said she's also praying for all of the victims of this horrible tragedy. Please continue to pray for all.
Absolutely. I don't know how strong I could be. Like, if I lost my daughter, no. I really don't know.
You don't even want to think about that.
No.
I can't even imagine what she's going through. And I'm not going to pretend to act like I can imagine what she's going through.
Well, the memorial service will be held February 24th at the Staples Center. Again, you know, just to remind you guys.
Because that's two different levels of grieving, right? Like, you're losing your significant other, your soulmate.
And your daughter.
And one of your daughters.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
All right, now the assassination of Malcolm X, it looks like it might be
Amazing.
Getting a second look after a Netflix documentary. Now, historians have long believed that this was a botched investigation. Are you surprised? And for decades after the assassination of Malcolm X, the confessed assassin has said that the two other men who were convicted as accomplices had nothing to do with the murder. But now, thanks to this Netflix documentary series, they're saying that they may review evidence in support of the two men's innocence.
Well, the person that they say actually shot him is dead anyway. I mean, mm-hmm. I watched the documentary this weekend. I thought it was a great documentary. Oh, I thought it was amazing. Amazing documentary. But
Alert.
So what? If you've ever read a book, you would know that anyway. The guy is dead. He's from Newark, New Jersey. His name was William Butler. So he's dead anyway. So if they want to reopen it to rewrite history and have history accurate, cool. But it's not like somebody's going to jail for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Javonte Davis, he is pleading not guilty. And that's after that video we saw of him grabbing his child's mother by the neck. And her name is Drita, and he is now fighting a domestic battery criminal charge after that video went viral. So we shall see what happens.
Is he pleading for a lesser charge? Because it's video, right?
I mean,
they were playing. He's going to say they were playing.
Mm.
They were playing. They play like that all the time. A little roughhousing.
Mm.
You know, what he's saying is he never hit her. He said, yes, I was aggressive. And he said that in a post after that incident, and everybody saw that video. But he's going to realize he's got some issues there.
And by the way, I'm sure she's going to stick up for him. Mm-hmm. And
no, we don't know that. She actually, I think, even came forward and said that he was, you know, very aggressive toward her. So,
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody saw it.
So them shopping sprees don't work, huh?
No, absolutely not. And that's also that type of behavior where somebody acts a certain way to you and then they try to make up for it by a shopping spree.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, again, shout out to everybody that stopped through today. Shout out to Angela Rye, our sister. Thank
Angela
you.
Rye. Yeah.
She caught that early, early flight.
Yeah, she sure did. Shout out to Petula Burke for joining us.
Yes, Mayor Oliver Gilbert.
And Mayor Oliver Gilbert. All right. And also shout out to Papa Keith and Bulletproof for holding us down.
And Logic.
Whole 103.5, the Beat family.
Shout out to David Kennedy, who's here with us, too. What's up, David?
And shout out to everybody. Shout out to Martin. Shout out to the police officers outside. Shout out to everybody that came to just show us some love and register to vote. We appreciate you. There was a young man that brought us some children's books. Charlamagne, he brought you one too. He said his is about anxiety. A young kid outside, young king.
And we got some at Juice Defined also. This Press Juice Company.
That's right.
The young man is Javon Allison.
Yes.
And Monique Cooper. And the book is called Javon's Fears, Worries, Thoughts, Anxiousness, Panic Attacks, Inner Conversations, Anxiety.
Right.
And shout out to R. Ford. She gave us some artwork too.
Absolutely.
A lot of gifts.
So many people showing us so much love. All right, but let's get to the mix, the People's Choice mix.
And shout out to Miami Miami Soul Cafe.
I did.
For taking great care of us. They actually, because of this detox, bought me a platter of vegetables and fruit.
Ask me what I ate.
How nice is that?
Ask me what I ate.
Some fried chicken.
Fried lobster tail, actually.
I saw you.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Black History Month. So what are we doing today, Charlamagne?
Listen, we're going to honor a Black History Month legend for sure, but this was absolutely a new Black History moment, man. Our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama. Let me tell you something. I don't particularly subscribe to this line of thinking, but I know this statement she made, it really, really, really impacted and touched a lot of people. It's really just another way of saying, don't let anyone disturb your peace. Personally, I subscribe to the philosophy of if they go low, take it to the floor with them. But Michelle Obama doesn't feel that way. And she expressed herself at the Democratic National Convention in 2016 when she said this.
The Breakfast Club presents a new Black History Month legend.
I also told you about our daughters when they set off for their first day at their new school. And the only thing I could think was, what have we done? See, because at that moment, I realized that our time in the White House would form the foundation for who they would become. And how well we managed this experience could truly make or break them. That is what Barack and I think about every day as we try to guide and protect our girls through the challenges of this unusual life in the spotlight. How we urge them to ignore those who question their father's citizenship or faith. How we insist that the hateful language they hear from public figures on TV does not represent the true spirit of this country. How we explain that when someone is cruel or acts like a bully, you don't stoop to their level. No, our motto is, when they go low, we go high.
And that was another new Black History Month legend, courtesy of The Breakfast Club.
All right, Michelle Obama, what a queen.
Absolutely, 100%. But when they go low, sometimes you got to take it to the floor with them. I'm not mad if you decide to take the high road.
All right, well, that is our Black History Month legend today. Now, when we come back, positive note, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout out 103.5 The Beat family. We're broadcasting live in Miami.
That's right.
From Soul Cafe. It's voter registration. That's what we're here for. We're trying to get people to come out and register to vote.
That's right. Voter registration is now available at Miami Garden City Hall Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can ask your customer service representative for assistance. They're also accepting completed applications. And for more information, you can reach out and touch 305-622-8000.
Right, and okay. Shout out to Papa Keith, shout out to Bulletproof, shout out to our family at 103.5 The Beat. Appreciate
Logic,
you guys.
Logic running the boards.
Yep.
Everybody's chipping in and working today.
Shout out to Angela Rye for stopping through today.
Absolutely.
Also, Mayor Oliver Gilbert from Miami Gardens.
That's right. And come get some food. Food is amazing. So come on down, stop through. Even when we're not here, come get some food. Shout to
Miami Soul Cafe.
Shout to Looney. Looney has the art on the wall. So if you come through and you see some of the dope art, lavish Looney, all right? So, it's time to get up out of here. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes. Today is what, the 18th anniversary of your first album?
17th anniversary.
17th anniversary of, what was it called? Desert Storm Presents?
It was The Block Party.
The Block Party.
The Block Party.
Envy likes to lie and say he put that album out at 18. And he so
somebody was 18 when I put it out.
So he's saying that he's 35 now. And so I showed him this card earlier. It's from my Power Thought cards. And it says, I am at peace with my age. Each age has its own special joys and experiences. I am always the perfect age for where I am in life. So at 52 years old, Envy, you should appreciate where you are in life, sir.
I'm trans 30.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. I hear you.
And you said Logan is 18. That means you were... Okay.
I'm not good with math.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.